Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about one of my favorite things to do. We're going to talk about why sleep is important. So Logan wanted to talk about this because he's reading a really interesting book right now.
Yes, it's called Why We Sleep, Unlocking the Power of Sleep in Dreams by Matthew Walker. He's a PhD. He's a scientist and a professor, and this book is just, I'm not even finished with it, but it's incredibly, incredibly fascinating, and sleep is so important and undervalued.
Yes.
I think it really is undervalued, and, you know, from the little that I've read of it, because, you know, you gave us a summary, and, and this is, you know, one of the self-care that we talk about all the time is that you have to be sure that, you know, you're taking good care of yourself and eating right and exercising, and sleep is a big one, and we talk about, you know, how to set up your room so that you sleep well and all the conditions. But I read some interesting things that it really repairs your cognitive thinking during the night, that it's an important part of your brain to be able to sleep. And I think that will show up at work.
Absolutely.
If you are not sleeping, how can you really do your job well? And I think a lot of people do not sleep well.
I agree with that. They're not as alert. Their memory's not so great. And then we try to combat the sleepiness with caffeine, which only adds other issues, and then the crash when the caffeine comes down. I'm sure affects performance a lot.
Yeah, I think part of what's interesting about this, as you mentioned, the valuing of sleep is something as a culture that we really don't, right? We're much more about staying up. And certainly in the city environment, it's 24/7. All the devices that we work with are
answering emails really late in the evening.
They're stimulants, basically, right? Yes. Constant visual and mental stimulants.
Yes, yes.
So the thing that really struck me about the little that I read as well, but even the points that they make, is that it's not just sleep, it's preparing to sleep. Like, you need to take care of yourself enough, have a bedroom that's welcoming enough,
It has to be cool.
Yeah. And also cut out the stuff that's keeping you up.
Right. Like, he actually recommends not using screens 2 hours prior to going to sleep.
I can look at a screen and still pass out into a deep sleep. So I think that's if you have trouble sleeping.
Because
I don't find any of that affects my sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it that it does for most people. But and alcohol. He's saying a nightcap is one of the worst things you can do. I never heard that. I've always heard the opposite.
And he says that sleep is more, or that driving while sleep deprived is worse than driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Because, you know, your movement might be limited, but if you fall asleep, that's, you know, 2, 3, 5 seconds that you're not moving or conscious at all, and that a lot of accidents happen. Truck drivers that happen a lot get into accidents, not sleeping enough.
It's so interesting because I think it's very, the lack of sleep is very tied in to the way our lives work now for many people, right? That I'm just thinking that there are a number of people I know who their workday doesn't have a particular start or a particular end, or if it does have a start, let's say it's 8, 9, or 10, it can go until 7 or 8 or 9. And then for relaxation, they we'll go to a screen, you know, go do something or eat at 8 or 9 mm-hmm. or 10, mm-hmm. eat something, perhaps drink something.
Right.
But basically the way we run our lives is then, so now you're full or you have caffeine or you have alcohol in your system and you're stimulated by all the stuff that you're trying to take in. And now you're supposed to go to sleep and get up early in the morning.
Get up early in the morning and be a functioning human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also says that it's a myth that you can make up for sleep.
Yes.
Which I believe I've never been able to make up. It just, you just suffer for a couple of days. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it actually takes, I was telling you guys earlier, it takes a few days, sometimes weeks, to get back sleep that you missed if you only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't really get it back. It just takes...
No, you don't. You don't ever really get it back.
It just takes a couple of days to regulate yourself back.
Right.
Yeah, right. I mean, there are certain times when you can't avoid that. So I think, you know, for the most part, to have a routine is a mm-hmm. good idea. But mm-hmm. there are certain times, like, I unfortunately hate those midnight flights, you know, those jet, the, what are they called?
Red eyes.
I hate them, but my husband loves them. Uh-huh. And that takes me days to recuperate. It's not even worth it because it mm-hmm. takes me so much to recuperate.
Well, it throws your circadian rhythm off.
Yes.
Your body, you know, it may be daytime outside, but your body thinks that it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that happen, or when you have jet lag, because maybe you go to a different time zone.
Mm-hmm. Right, if you travel a lot for work.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are things that, you know, you can't really help.
Right.
And there are medications, I think. Well, he's saying CBD oil mm-hmm. and melatonin.
Melatonin, yep. Yep, more natural baths. I think that mm-hmm. was something that Catherine and I, we were talking about earlier, taking a warm bath.
Right. There was recently a study that came out that showed that individuals who took a warm bath, I'm sure shower would count too, but basically warm water on the body, mm-hmm. say a half hour before you sleep, improved sleep cycles.
It's relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this obsession we have with coffee. Isn't there an obsession we have right now? Coffee, 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 coffee.
Absolutely. Yes. To me, it's just like putting a Band-Aid on the wound, though, and not actually healing it.
You mean taking something to pump yourself up and never getting the sleep you need?
Yeah, and just instead of just going to bed earlier and getting the sleep mm-hmm. and not needing the coffee or perhaps needing as much of the coffee as you think that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it starts with going to bed earlier. If you want more sleep, I mean, that sounds silly, right? But if you want more sleep, it does. It starts with going to bed earlier and calming your system down before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be very hard, again, because you may feel like you're being deprived of downtime.
Right, or you're missing out in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what about sleeping later?
That could work too.
He says that's okay. He actually says that everybody has a different biorhythm. Some people are, you know, you don't invite them out for dinner and a movie because they're in bed by 9 and they're up by like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
That's just the way that they operate.
Yeah.
For some people, they're more, he calls them the wolves. They like to go to bed later. They usually tend to be creative type people.
That's
so
right.
11, 12, 1, 2.
Right.
It's kind of when all their ideas come, but then they need to sleep in more. As long as you're getting... I think it's 7.5 hours or 9 hours, depends. And
somewhere
you have to, people have to kind of test and play and see how much sleep it is that they need to function.
Yeah.
He did talk about a study that they did, and I don't remember where the study was. It was a tribe, so uh-huh. they didn't live a modern life.
Mm-hmm.
And they slept 7 hours a night, but they also took a nap.
And they napped, yes, yes.
Yeah,
he's big on napping. Yeah, he actually recommends, you know, if you're studying, to take a nap for an hour and a half
mm-hmm.
and then wake up and study again. And then through that time, your mind, it's like your left and right side of your brain communicate with each other and memories really like solidify in the brain.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I haven't seen any negatives of sleep.
I agree with that. There are no negatives.
It helps with the immune system. It helps with stress. It boosts creativity. It helps with memory.
Well, I'll be the one objector, but not in a big way. It's just that for some people, if they're severely depressed, they sleep too much. Mm. Like they may sleep 11 or 12 hours.
Oh,
they can't get up.
Yes.
But that's just in those cases.
Right.
And actually, on the other side, if you're in a manic or having a little mania,
right,
then you sleep.
Or an insomniac.
Yeah. You may sleep very little. Now, is there a brand of person or type of person who...
I think he calls them the dolphins. They tend to be really highly intelligent people. Mm-hmm. Those tend to be like the insomniacs or like the nappers throughout the day. And he just recommends, more of like the CBD oil, the melatonin.
Yeah.
Remedies.
So I guess
sometimes light.
Light in the morning?
In the morning, yeah, to help them wake up, the ultraviolet light. Yeah, just more natural kind of remedies.
So first you have to figure out your style.
Right? Yes.
And then try to work with it.
Right.
I mean, it's curious if you imagine going to your employer and saying, I'm a wolf. Do you mind if I come in later and stay later? Because that's when I'm having my most creativity.
He actually did a study with a woman. I think she was a wolf, yeah. Mm-hmm. And her boss was ready to fire her. He said, okay, I'll let her come in later, but, I'm in the way. And, she was able to go to sleep later and sleep in later. And by the end of the week, he called the boss, and the boss was like, I don't know what you did with her, but she comes in, her productivity level are really high, she's participating more, she's more alert, just by changing the hour that she came into work.
Yeah. I mean, I think bosses do know this about a lot of people.
Yeah,
because they deal with it. They deal with the results of... foggy and...
Yeah. You know who the early birds are that are always perky and awake and who you talk to, after, maybe after 11 or noon, who you want to knock on their door then. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think people also that don't sleep a lot get sick.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. It brings on their immunity.
Mm-hmm. It compromises the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Because while we're sleeping, all of the organs are resetting and repairing too. All the muscles and the tissues are repairing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess one thing to consider is, it's what is your style or the way you're designed?
Sure,
It's obviously about design.
Mm-hmm.
The second would be how many hours of sleep are optimum for you. Like you were saying, Logan, for you it's nine?
I think nine hours is my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in the nine.
You're the nine.
In the nine.
And I'm more in the seven and a half to eight, I guess, range.
Mm-hmm.
So figuring that out and then deciding what that means in terms of when you go to sleep.
Right.
And when you get up.
Right.
And
then
there seems to be a whole preparation piece to before you go to sleep.
Yes. Yeah. You want to do something or several things that just kind of bring the energy down and set the body up for sleep. You don't want to be too overly stimulated or thinking, ruminating too much before bedtime.
Do you have any rituals or practices?
I mean, I probably do. I know that if I come home from something like seeing a play and I'm stimulated, I can't fall asleep right away. But I think in general, in my normal, whether I'm reading or listening to the news or watching some great show or something, I can usually just go to sleep the minute I hit the pillow.
Wow.
I don't really...
Me too.
Yeah, it's not a difficult thing for me to get to sleep. And I know it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful. And I like sleeping. See, I think a lot of people don't like it. They feel like they're missing something.
Yeah.
I never understood that because I felt that you're missing on something wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Whatever. I guess I must somehow know to... quiet the system
down. Yeah.
What about you? Do you do anything?
It's funny because when there are sort of things that work up to sleep for me, like I will walk Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
I almost every night I take her for a walk, and that helps me because it sort of releases whatever toxins are in my system.
Yeah.
I sometimes will also do yin yoga, which mm-hmm. I love. Then I can fall right asleep after that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do a little reading. But I always envy the people who can read, you know, yeah. for a half hour. I'm reading and then I'm drooling and then I'm asleep. So.
Yeah, it puts it knocks you out.
Yeah, I'm a big reader too before sleep. And I also listen to music before I go to sleep.
I also like my bedroom. I think you have to like your bed. Yeah. You know, it has to be really comfortable and the right sheets.
Yeah, pillows.
And,
like,
and the right lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has these descriptors, dark bedroom, cool bedroom, gadget-free bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have a TV in my room.
Oh, I do.
Neither do we.
I love it. But it doesn't affect me.
It doesn't affect you,
so it's okay. See, some people, like my aunt, would stay awake until 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Oh. Right.
No,
that's right.
It doesn't keep my attention.
Well, there are people who also will fall asleep in their living room or their den or wherever with the TV glaring, and then they wake up and then they go to bed.
Right.
That's not good.
That's not good either, right?
I would not think.
Yeah.
After 9/11, I got one of those, because I couldn't sleep, I got one of those sound machines. You know,
those are
like
great.
The rain or, you know, a forest, all the noises. Mm. And that was very helpful for a while. I just actually found it the other day in cleaning out a closet. I like that.
There's a lot of apps, too. That I know there's one called Calm, and they have a lot of noise
I listen
stuff
to that.
On there.
Yeah. I listen to Calm.
Yeah, that's nice.
I have a couple of other apps that are meditation apps, and they have sleep meditations, which is great if you're wound up in some way.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the thing to appreciate is that sleep doesn't come easily to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so if it doesn't come easily to you, it would be worth it to invest some time in trying to come up with some practices that would help you sleep more. Because you're saying it's so restorative and so reparative and so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it would just make people happier.
I have one more question. Have you gotten to the place of when someone wakes up and then do you lie in bed if you wake up in the middle of the night?
If I wake up in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty good at just...
Me too.
Just turning and falling right back to sleep.
Because I've heard you shouldn't lie in bed awake.
Yes, so, I have heard that too.
Yeah. I mean, my best remedy is I'll heat up milk. That's so old-fashioned in Kathy's face.
Does it work? Yeah.
I don't drink milk.
Yeah. Well, I think milk has, the lactose perhaps, something in it relaxes you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if my nerves are frayed, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know enough about. We'll have to do one on what happens if you wake up. What do you do?
Yeah.
That I think that's a challenge for a lot of people, where they wake up at 2 a.m. and their minds are going, and then what?
That's a good one. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to have the sleep expert on.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
We'll read more and see what he says on that. Yeah.
I wake up because I get warm.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason. I just get warm because...
Put your foot out.
Exactly.
Put your foot out. The nerves on the foot are...
That's right. Yeah. I do that. And sometimes I flip the pillow.
It's cooler.
And that's
cooler.
It. Back out.
Mm-hmm.
it's not a hard one.
Yeah.
So that's it. Join us next time. Thank you, Logan, for this information. And join us next time on My Crazy Office Overtime. In the meantime, we hope you sleep and feel well.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.